We continue with Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, Marquise Munson here with you on this Tuesday. And it is raining in our area, so make sure you are being safe. A good friend of the show, a guy that does tremendous work for the recruiting world, Barton Simmons, is with us from 24/7 Sports and the CBS Sports College Football National Writer. Barton, good to talk to you once again.
Good to talk to y'all. How's it going?
Not bad. How about for you? How have you made it through these last few months?
I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old and a pregnant wife that's due with number 3.
Woo!
In about a week or so, we got a home kitchen renovation going on. We got it's been a crazy few months, but we're down the home stretch here. And I just look at this point, as long as I get some football in the fall, I'll count myself as lucky. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that one.
Wow, we have had plenty of conversations in our house with our friends about challenges during this time, and we were thankful that our kids are a little older at 17 and 14, a little more self-sufficient. And so I feel for you, Barton. I know that that's a lot of challenges there for your family, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old that really can't go anywhere. That's good. And throw a renovation on top of that. That's some serious factors on top of one another there.
There's no doubt. There's a lot of, we're trying not to feel sorry for ourselves. There's a lot of people in the worst, but there's been some challenges for sure.
Well, Barton, the Elite 11 going on in Nashville, a lot of people may have heard about this going back for years. Is this the first time it's been in Nashville, by the way?
Yeah, it's typically, I don't know whether it would have been in Nashville otherwise or not. Obviously, the circumstances are what they are. And so, typically they have it's kind of a finals, a top 20 sort of event in California. And then there is typically they take sort of the best from that group, bring them to the opening, which is sort of all of the best players of all positions in one event, and those quarterbacks kind of lead some sort of all-star 7-on-7 teams. But that the opening this year isn't going to happen, so the Elite 11 is just sort of a self-contained event. And I think, the guy who runs these events is Trent Dilfer. He's sort of the head coach of the Elite 11. And so I would imagine that his presence in Nashville has been one of the drivers of getting that event here, particularly considering the circumstances. So it's kind of neat to get all these guys converging on Middle Tennessee, and there's some really good players coming to it.
Well, just a little background information for those that may have heard the term Elite 11 but aren't exactly familiar with it. In fact, Trent Dilfer, when he used to join us on a weekly basis years ago, that's the first time I ever heard of it, and this was probably 6-7 years ago. This is a premier event intended for top-level rising seniors in high school, the class of 2021. They all come together in one camp, and they receive advanced one-on-one quarterback instruction from people like Trent Dilfer. And they hang out for 3 days. They do the on-field drills, classroom instruction, and really develop the craft. And 12 of the past 13 quarterbacks to win the Heisman attended the Elite 11 or an Elite 11 regional, and 15 of the top 20 NFL passers in 2019 attended the Elite 11 finals or regionals. That is a pretty interesting stat. So, Barton, who came up with the concept? When did it start?
It's been around for a while. In fact, I'd say, probably back in the mid 90s was when it started. I remember when I was coming out of high school, you guys know Engel Martin, who's obviously the head football coach at CPA. He played with me at NBA. Engel was actually in the Elite 11 finals. Like, he was one of the 11 with his class had like DJ Shockley. And that was sort of the era there with him. So it's been around for a while. It used to be sort of based out of California, and it was, one sort of quarterback coach out there that would literally bring the top, picked as the top 11 quarterbacks in the country out to the event. And I'll give a lot of credit to Trent Dilfer. He took over this event gosh, I don't know, maybe maybe 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. And since then, it's become, I think, really even an elevated event in terms of just what they put these guys through, the way they teach the game, the way they teach sort of high-level concepts in football, the way they approach the evaluation process to actually getting in the event. It's quite a deal. You know, they're more than just throwing at targets at this thing. I mean, they're learning really elite NFL level stuff. And I think they're trying to really kind of teach them and I guess evaluate them as well in terms of just like who is most equipped to be a leader and be an elite quarterback. And so it's really fun to kind of get some up close look at these guys over the course of, several days and kind of learn what they're about.
When they get to this level, Barton, how many of them have committed to their college team?
Well, there's 20 guys at the Elite 11 this year, and I think 17 off the top of my head, I believe, are committed. The top ranked quarterback in the country is yet to commit, but he's committing on July 4th. And so the majority of these guys, in the way the sort of the environment is today, they're committing pretty early because it's really important for quarterbacks to be committed early, to fill out the class, to be sort of a point man for the recruitment of the rest of the cycle. And just, I think coaches really, you know, they start the recruitment earlier. It's just a position where that's the pace of play. You know, you got to get your guy in early. You got to get him committed. And then you work on the rest of the class. But most of these guys have made their decisions, and most of them have been committed for a while, really.
Barton Simmons is with us from 24/7 Sports, and Tennessee fans will obviously pay attention to Caden Salter, who's from Texas. So what can you tell us about this young man as he's made his commitment to Tennessee and he'll be in the Elite 11?
I really like Caden Salter a lot, and he's the type of player, you know, if there was a full camp season – 7-on-7s and multiple opportunities to see these guys, I think he would have been one that really rose in a lot of people's eyes. He's risen in our rankings at 24/7 Sports because we did get a chance to see him a little bit before the shutdown. A really talented guy, and he's not as powerful or as unique athletically as Justin Fields in terms of just combine setting. But you know, I've talked to a college staffer that sort of compared him to Justin Fields in terms of the athleticism within the pocket, the feet, the arm action. And I think that there's, you know, you see the way Justin Fields ascended into his senior season. CJ Stroud is a 5-star last cycle that went to Ohio State, kind of went from 3-star to 5-star. I think that's the kind of trajectory that Caden Salter could be on. I'm not saying he is, but he's a guy that I really like in terms of the athleticism, versatility, and the arm talent. And so I think that's a really good early get for Tennessee. And this is going to be a good event for him to see if that hunch is right over the next couple days. You know, he's got a chance to continue to sort of validate all of that that buzz.
Are you still buying the hype train surrounding Tennessee when it comes to recruiting and what Pruitt has done over the course of the last few months? I mean, we see them just shooting up recruiting rankings, and they're bringing in a lot of talent, but are you still buying it?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how hyped, you know, we're talking, because it's really good what they're doing. I mean, they've gotten a jump on the class. They're getting a ton of momentum, a ton of energy. They're getting some really good players. But I do think it's important to put it into the context and the relativity that they've jumped out from a quantity standpoint over the rest of the nation. And so when the other typical top five and top 10 programs like the Alabamas and the Georgias of the world get their full class, I mean, they will pass Tennessee at this rate. Now, that's not to say Tennessee won't have some turnover and get more commitments down the road, and some of their guys may go up in the rankings and all those sort of things. But this is more of a – this is still sort of a top 12-ish sort of class than a top 5 class, which is what it's ranked right now. So, but that's not a slight. I think that's just the reality of, look, this is a really good effort by Tennessee. They're still recruiting at a really high level, and they are continuing to recruit better every year. And I think that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the trend line there. And I think with Tennessee, the other thing that has been really encouraging is the way they've evaluated to where the rankings are great and Tennessee fans love them, and I'm sure Tennessee coaches love them when they're sitting in the top five in the country. But I think they have shown that when these guys get on campus, they're the right kind of guys to this point. You know, they're guys that love football and that sort of thing. And so that's been an encouraging indicator to this point as well. And so I think that's, you know, when you're trying to build a culture and build a roster, that's really encouraging.
Barton, I know you got to run. Thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us today. Good luck with everything, especially at the home front, first and foremost. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Yeah, no, sorry I got to jump off, but thanks for having me on, as always. It's always good to catch up.
All right. Barton Simmons, 24/7 Sports, Director of Scouting, co-host of the Cover 3 College Football Podcast, and, of course, contributes as well to CBS Sports College Football. When we come back, we will continue this conversation. Pretty cool, the influence that Trent Dilfer has had in the college football world, bringing the Elite 11 to Nashville. And then, Chase, you got something for the other side as well?
I do. I have a question about Trent Dilfer when we come back.
Ooh, outstanding. All right, we'll come back then in just a moment here on 102.5 The Game.